Columbus, this is Houston. All systems are in the green. You are go for EVA. Have a safe trip, boys.
Well, this is it. You're about to be the first man to walk on Mars, Alan. You ready?
Oh, man, I was born ready. And look, I know we drew straws and everything, but no hard feelings, right?
Hmm? Hard feelings? No, of course not. So I won't be the first person to set foot on the Red Planet. Second's just as good, right?
No, actually, Dave, I'm second. I got the middle straw, so... me.
Right. Third.
Third, yeah.
Third's perfect. Lucky number three.
Yeah.
Third time's a charm. That's fine. I mean, we're all on Mars, right? Who cares who's first, right?
Yeah, whatever, man. Alan, you know, do you ever think that... I mean, this is kind of a big deal. You're going to be this generation's Neil Armstrong.
Wow, I didn't even think of it like that.
You seriously didn't think about that?
Well, no, I guess not.
Oh, and that means that I'm going to be this generation's Buzz Aldrin.
Wow, that's awesome. Nice to meet you, Captain Buzz Aldrin.
Great working with you, American hero Neil Armstrong.
Mars 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be this generation's... the third guy who walked on the moon?
Right.
You know,
Was there a third guy?
That's so weird. I was just wondering about that.
No, I think there's just two guys.
No. We learned this in astronaut school. There were like 10 other dudes,
hey,
but...
Hey, Dave, do you know who else landed on the
moon? No, I don't remember his or any of the rest of their names.
I'm sorry, man. Look, if you
No, it's fine. It's totally fine. You be Neil Armstrong, the greatest American who ever lived. You be Buzz Aldrin, like the coolest name that ever lived.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'll be some obscure trivia answer in bars. It's fine. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, come on, man. You're not going to be an obscure trivia answer in bars. Watch this. Houston, this is Columbus. We have a problem here.
Red alert. What's your status?
I told you you can't say it like that.
Right. Sorry, Houston. It's not like it's we're going to die problem. It's more like an interpersonal issue we're working out right now.
Captain Williams.
Yes.
Larry.
Yeah, it's my name, Bob.
We've been over this.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem is to be used only in life or death situations, not minor interpersonal conflicts.
Fine. Just give me this one, okay? Just, I need you to figure out something for us. Just name three people who walked on the moon.
Copy that, Columbus. Well, there's Neil Armstrong, great American hero. Then Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
Right. Here we go.
Houston, hello. I think we lost your transmission. Can you say again after Buzz Aldrin?
No, Columbus, we were here the whole time. We may have an issue with that request. Our engineers are looking into it. We're pretty sure there were like 10 other guys, but so far they're coming up blank.
See?
We've definitely got the first two correct. I mean, everyone remembers Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. People will remember their names forever. After that, it gets a little hazy. We'll get back to you. Over.
Perfect. Well, what are you waiting for? History awaits.
Okay. You know what? If you're going to be like that, I don't even want to do this anymore.
Don't be like that, please.
No, I'm serious. You always do this, man. If you don't get your way, you have to ruin it for everybody else. It sucks.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry for having feelings and wanting to be part of what is, let's be honest, the greatest technical achievement in human history.
You are a part of it. We're on Mars right now, Dave. We are on fucking Mars. Forest for the trees, man.
Guys, you guys are getting really intense right now, okay? So how about, just hear me out on this, how about I just step outside first and...
Hold up. There is no... fucking way, Larry, I almost choked to death on Tang while we were gravity assisting our velocity around the moon. Williams is going to be the first man to walk on fucking Mars.
Hey, that was serious, all right? You want to swallow Tang in zero-G, it takes training. You know, you can die from consuming too much Tang.
No, you can't. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yes, you can.
Okay, you two idiots, just stop it. You're going to break something.
Ah!
Columbus, this is Mission Control. We've got reports of a catastrophic failure of the life support system. Hopefully our readings are off. Can you confirm?
Roger, Houston. I can confirm catastrophic failure of the life support module. The system appears to be broken beyond repair, venting our oxygen into the Martian atmosphere. I estimate 20 minutes before we're out of air.
Roger that. We'd like to try and work up some kind of solution, but, we sent everybody over to the Aerospace Museum to find out who else walked on the moon. Think you can hold out for, 45 minutes?
Negative, Houston. I think the 20 minutes of air is gonna last us about 20 minutes.
Oh. Okay. Well, not a hell of a lot we could do from here, then. Sorry, guys.
Okay, wait, Houston, what if we take the...
Hey, Columbus, I hope I'm not coming off like a dick or anything, but the idea of listening to the three of you gasping as you suffocate to death is, really bumming us out. We're gonna go ahead and, switch off the mic now. Over and out.
Roger.
Well, I hope you're happy, Larry.
Oh, Larry, me? Yeah, it was you guys that started...
Both of you just shut up, okay? I hope you're both happy. Now, the only thing we're gonna be remembered for is being the first three idiots to die on Mars.
Not if I'm first.
Pete Conrad. You guys, it was Pete Conrad. Guys?